The Life of Riley. Each evening after dinner, Chester A. Riley sits down and relaxes with the evening paper. This is one of our American institutions. Whatever is lacking in our daily lives, the evening newspaper can provide. For the stout and sedentary businessman, there's the sports page. For the meek and mild spinster, there's the latest axe murder. And for Riley, happily married for 18 years, there's the divorce news.
Hey, listen to this, Peg.
What, Riley?
In the paper here. 80-year-old man divorces wife after 50 years of marriage.
Oh, no.
The couple have 16 children, 30 grandchildren, and 22 great-grandchildren.
Oh, I think that's awful after 50 years.
Well, it's just one of those things. I guess she just wasn't his type. Hey, get this. Prominent socialite divorces banker. $1 million community property to be divided. How about that, Peg? This poor guy gets taken for $500,000. Oh, what a sap. If we ever split up, honey, you'll never be able to nick me for 50% on a community property deal.
Why not?
Oh, well, I'm too smart. I put everything in your name. Oh. Well, if I'm ever stupid enough to divorce a wonderful wife like you, then you deserve to get every cent I have.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for nothing.
The silly reasons people get divorced for. Get this. Wife sheds mate who talked in sleep. Can you beat that? The guy's a perfect husband for 30 years, gives her everything, and she divorces him. Just on account of a little thing like talking in his sleep. That's a woman for you.
Well, what did he talk about?
A chorus girl named Mabel.
Well, I don't blame her. I do the same.
You got nothing to worry about, Dumplin'. You're lucky. Other husbands run around nights, but me, I'm home every day at 6 for dinner. I give you an hour to yourself while you wash the dishes. I read the paper from 7 to 7:30, and then from 7:30 on, I'm all yours.
Yes, there's just one slight trouble. At 7:31, you're always sound asleep.
That's not so. I never fall asleep. Here it is 7:30 right now, and I don't feel a bit sleepy. You want to go out someplace? Where? Just name it. Any place. Any place at all.
But you mean it?
Of course I mean it.
Well, I'd like to see when my baby smiles at me. Dan Daly's in it. Oh, that Daly. What a physique.
Well, he's okay, but he's got nothing compared to Betty Grable.
You really want to go?
Yeah, come on. I'm raring to go. Get your things.
All right, I'll be ready in a second. Oh, when my baby smiles at me. Let's see, where's that blue coat? Oh, here. Oh, when my baby smiles at me. Well, okay, I'm ready. Riley. Oh, yes, I'm a lucky woman.
Hey, Pop, can I record? Oh, I didn't know you were asleep. What? What'd you say, Pop?
Peg, go away, Peg.
Gee, he's talking in his sleep.
Go away, Peg. I don't like you anymore. I am in love with Gertrude. Gertrude, stop kissing me. Gertrude, stop. Gertrude, you stop now. Stop, I say, stop. Do it some more, Gertrude.
Pop, wake up.
Huh? Oh, it's you, Junior. What's the matter? Why'd you wake me up? I was having such a nice dream.
Yeah, I'll say you were.
I was dreaming about... It's gone. Now, you see what you've done? Such a beautiful dream, and now I can't remember. What'd you wake me up for?
Well, you were talking in your sleep.
Next time you stay out of my dreams.
Well, I didn't want Mom to hear what you said.
Never mind. She can hear all she wants. I got no secrets from your mother. I got nothing to hide... Junior, I didn't say anything about the $5 I got hidden up the chimney, did I?
No, but a lot worse.
What could be worse?
You were talking about a woman.
A woman?
Her name was Gertrude.
Gertrude? I don't know anybody named Gertrude.
Ha, ha, ha.
What do you mean, ha, ha, ha?
Bob, you don't have to pretend with me.
Pretend what?
I've been around.
Okay, Errol Flynn. So I dreamed about this Gertrude. So what? That's a lie.
Gertrude kept kissing you.
She kissed me, but I didn't let her. I fought back like a tiger, didn't I?
Well, no, you kept asking for more.
No, it must have been some other guy.
And I guess Mom was in the dream, too.
Oh, well, then everything's okay. After all, if your mother was there chaperoning me...
Yeah, but she kept saying, Peg, go away. I don't like you anymore. I like Gertrude.
But that's not true. I couldn't have said...
Well, that's what she said, Pop.
Listen, Junior, I never heard of this Gertrude. And I ain't admitting nothing. But not a word of this to your mother, you hear? Oh, hi, Gillis.
Hey, you look all tuckered out. Tough night?
I didn't sleep a wink. I was afraid I'd talk in my sleep.
So you'll talk in your sleep. So what? You probably make more sense when you're unconscious.
You don't understand. Last night when I took my after-supper nap, do you know what I said in my sleep?
How should I know? I ain't the kind of a guy goes around snooping, eavesdropping on his next-door neighbor's bedroom.
You'll never guess what I said. I was talking about a mysterious woman. What do you think of that?
Ask Gertrude if she's got a friend for me.
Gillis, you hurt.
Riley, you dog. You've been holding out on me.
Gillis, honest, I don't know any Gertrude.
Come, Riley. We're men of the world. I'll be glad to take her off your hands.
But she don't exist. She's only in my dreams.
Okay, so tonight, tell her to come into my dreams. I only live next door. A very short trip.
I wish I could. If Peg ever heard me... Oh, I gotta watch myself. Already Peggy's getting suspicious. I went to bed with adhesive tape over my mouth.
No kidding.
Yeah, but I got out of it. I gave her a logical excuse. I told her I did it to break me of the habit of sucking my thumb.
Riley, about this here Gertrude.
Gillis, I don't know any Gertrude.
Oh, yes, you do. You must have known it. Only you forgot. Now she's in your unconscious. And one night while you're sleeping, the whole sordid story will come out. And Peg will hear it.
What story?
The intrigues, the secret meetings, the rendezvouses, the back streets, the love nest, drawn curtains. Riley, why did you do it?
I'm only flesh and blood. I didn't do nothing. You gotta believe me, Gillis.
Oh, I believe you, pal. But try and make Peg believe that. You keep talking in your sleep. She listens. She's horrified. She goes to her room and starts packing.
She can't go to her room. We both got the same room.
There she is, packing. Tears leaking from her eyeballs.
Poor Peg.
You're still talking. Junior comes in. He listens, then he starts packing.
Poor Junior.
Then Babs comes in. She listens, and she starts packing.
Poor Babsy.
Then you're talking. 13 hours later, you wake up with a sore throat and no family.
Poor Riley. Gillis, what'll I do?
You gotta find out who this here Gertrude is. What happened between you? And get her out of your system.
Yeah, but I don't remember her.
That's why you need a psychiatrist.
You mean I should go get psychoalkalized?
Why, sure. He'll find out about Gertrude. He'll probe around down there in your unconscious mind.
Yeah, well, I'll do anything, Gillis. Do you know a good man?
The best? Dr. Eichlich from Vienna. Remember when my boy Eggbite was having trouble in school, bringing home bad marks, failing in exams?
Yeah.
This doctor found a trouble in the flesh. And such a simple thing.
Why?
He found out the kid is stupid. What a doctor.
Well, I'll bet he can do the same for me. Let's go. So you see, Doc, I got to find out about this Gertrude.
Yeah, I see. A very simple case. I handled many similar ones in Vienna when I worked with Freud.
Oh.
Excuse me, please.
Yeah.
Hiya, Doc. You placing any bets today?
No, I'm flat, Lefty.
Yeah, too bad.
Now, wait a minute. I got a chump in there. I think I can clip him for a fin. Be right back. That was a very eminent colleague of mine, Herr Professor Lefty.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of him.
Well, let us begin. Lie down on the couch, please.
Oh, yeah, okay, Doc.
Oh, before we begin, always the fees in advance. Old Viennese custom.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I heard about it. Here you are.
Thank you. Excuse me a moment. I will go right away and give it to the bookmaker. The bookkeeper.
Hey, yeah, Lefty. Lucky boy and the fourth on the nose.
Okay, Doc.
Right.
Und, now we begin, Herr Lucky Boy. Herr Riley.
Sure, Doc.
Obviously, this Gertrude is some woman you should have known a long time ago. And you have suppressed all knowledge of her. But we will find her. We will probe inside your mind. We will go deeper and deeper until we hit rock bottom. Now, I want you to think of women. Think of all the women you have known.
I'm thinking.
Now, just let your thoughts roam.
I see a woman.
Aha.
She's beautiful.
Ah.
Honey-colored hair.
Yeah.
Blue eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
A dimple in her chin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A gorgeous figure.
What's her phone number? Yeah, go on, go on.
She's holding her arms out to me.
Uh-huh.
Now she's kissing me.
Uh-huh. This is Gertrude.
No.
No?
No, it's my wife.
Your wife? Lie down, please. We try again. Now, we go farther back, a long time, to when you were young. Now, think. Think of women you knew in your youth.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Yeah?
I'm in Prospect Park, sitting on a bench.
And who is with you?
A girl. A gorgeous girl.
Uh-huh.
I got my arm around her.
Uh-huh.
The moon is shining.
Yeah.
I lean over toward the girl.
Uh-huh.
We're cheek to cheek. She whispers in my ear.
What is she saying?
Chester, when are you going to get your nose straightened?
Aha! Uh-huh. This is Gertrude.
No.
No?
No, my wife.
Your wife.
Lie down, please. We try again. Now, think back. Think way far back.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Where are you?
Coney Island.
Alone?
No, there's a beautiful girl with me.
Go on, please.
I got my arm around her.
Ah.
She's got her arm around me.
Ah.
I lean over to kiss her and...
And what?
Everything goes black.
Black?
No, it's light again.
Aha! That is it. That is it. We have the solution. First it's light, then it goes black, then it's light again. You know why?
Yeah, sure. We just went through the tunnel of love.
Yeah. Yes, of course you went through the tunnel of love with this Gertrude.
No.
No?
No, with my wife. Let's try again, huh?
Wait. I lie down. I think that will be enough for today. Next visit...
Next visit?
Oh, yeah, these things take a long time. 1 year, two...
Wait a minute. I can't wait that long. I paid you for advice. You better come across or give me back my $5.
Now, see here...
You better start talking.
Of course. Of course. On second thought, the case is very clear. You see, it is apparent that you have an anxiety neurosis rapidly developing into schizophrenia based in turn on a guilt complex in your marital relations.
Okay, that's around $2 worth. Keep talking.
Yeah. You see, your true mate is this Gertrude, but you have suppressed her into your subconscious.
$3.
And in living 18 years with another woman, you have been living a lie. My advice is to leave this stranger, whom you never really loved, and seek out Gertrude. Only then can you be happy.
Well, that's more like $5 worth. Thanks a lot, Doc. You're a genius. It's so simple. All I have to do to be happy is leave this here stranger I've been living with for 18 years and find this Gertrude. So when I get home, I'll just say to my wife, "Goodbye, stranger." What a revolting development this is.
The second act of the life of Riley. And Riley is still worrying about the mysterious Gertrude he keeps talking about in his sleep.
Riley, dear, what on earth's the matter with you?
Me? Nothing, nothing.
Well, you've been staring at me for the last half hour as if I was a stranger.
Well, you are. I mean, I was. Was I?
Well, what's the matter with you?
Nothing. I think I'll lie down in the living room for a while.
Oh, dear, that man. Always something. Oh, now, who's that?
Mrs. Riley?
Yes?
I'm the cleaning woman. I was working over Miss Gillis for half a day. She said you want me for a little work.
Oh, yes, I certainly can use you. Come in, please.
Yes, ma'am. I can't do no heavy work, not at my age. I got the rheumatism.
Well, I just want you to wash the woodwork. Now, would you please start in the living room here? Oh, my husband's in here. Try not to wake him up.
Hmm? Drunk, huh?
Oh, no. Just sleeping.
Yeah, I know. Slipping it off.
Why, no. He's
drunk. Oh, I know the type. My poor father was one of them.
But he
used
not...
to come home roaring drunk in the middle of the afternoon.
But my husband doesn't...
Beat my mother up, beat the kids up, all 11 of us. There's nothing you can do for him. Just let him sleep it off the way he's doing now.
But he's not drunk.
Oh, you're a brave little woman, dearie, trying to put up a front, trying to hide your shame from the world.
But I tell you that
just like my poor mother did, but it ain't no use, is it, dearie?
But really,
can't hide these things, dearie.
Now, look.
They gotta come out.
But I...
You just can't hide them, dearie.
All right. He's drunk.
Don't worry, dearie. I won't tell a soul.
Well, here's a mop for the floor. I'll get you a pail and some wash rags. Mrs...
Just Miss. Everybody calls me Gertrude.
Well, all right, Gertrude. I'll get you that pail.
Oh, poor little woman. And look at that big brute laying there in a stupor. That's a drinking man's face, all right. Looks just like my poor father. Oh, he's coming too, the beast.
I'm your Gertrude.
You talking to me?
Gertrude.
What do you want?
Gertrude, darling.
Who are you calling darling?
Kiss me, Gertrude.
Kiss you? I may be an old maid and crowding 60 and getting bald, but I ain't that desperate.
Go on, kiss me, Gertrude.
I ain't staying here another minute. It's getting so a girl ain't safe anymore.
Gertrude, where are you going?
Home. That husband of yours tried to kiss me.
He what?
Goodbye.
Riley. Chester Riley.
Huh? What's the matter? Why are you shaking me?
Stop pretending you're asleep.
What's the matter?
What did you do to that woman?
What woman?
The cleaning woman.
Cleaning? Was there a woman here?
She says you tried to kiss her.
I was asleep all the time. Peg, you've been dreaming.
Oh, Riley. You're just impossible sometimes. If it isn't one thing, it's another. It's so hard to get a woman to clean the house, and when I finally do, you drive her away with your crazy antics. Now I'll never get Gertrude back. What are you hooting like an owl for? I said Gertrude.
Gertrude, she was here. My dream girl. I gotta find her.
Riley, come back here.
Gertrude! Gertrude, where are you?
What a mess. I thought I'd find that Gertrude, whoever she is. I don't know what to do. I can't go home, but I've got to.
In my profession, when you got to go, you go.
Oh, it's you.
Yes, it is I indeed. Digby Odell, the friendly undertaker.
What are you doing around here, Digger?
I'm on my way to testify as a witness before the UEPUAC.
UEPUAC?
The Undertakers, Embalmers, and Pallbearers Underground Activities Committee. The professional committee for our industry. We check up on subversive plots.
Oh, those investigating committees, they never find nothing.
I beg your pardon. When we uncover a plot, we find something.
There's somebody I'd like to find.
Who?
Listen, Digger, did you ever hear anybody talk in their sleep?
Not around my place. My employees know better than to lie down when I'm around. In fact, I have a sign hanging on the wall that says, if you're sleepy, don't lie down. And what's more, if you do lie down, you'd better snore.
I've been talking in my sleep about some girl I'm in love with, Gertrude.
Oh, Riley, you're a gay dog.
But I don't remember ever meeting her. I can't even remember the dream. All I know is I talked about this here Gertrude, and then she even came to the house. But I was asleep, and Peg says I tried to kiss her. Oh, Digger, help me. You gotta help me out of this hole.
Well, all right. For you, I'll make an exception.
What'll I do?
You must be forthright, frank, and truthful. Go to your dear spouse. Tell her everything. Discuss the whole matter.
Yeah, that's best.
Of course it is. I'm sure she'll understand. And the worst that can happen is that she'll lay you out. Oops, that reminds me I have an appointment. Well, cheerio. I'd better be shoveling off.
Hello, Peg.
Oh, so you're back.
Yeah, I've come to explain.
Well, I don't want to hear any of your explanations.
But, Peg...
I don't care to hear anything you have to say.
Yeah, but, honey, you...
I don't want to listen to one word. Well, don't stand there with your mouth open. I'm waiting to hear what you have to say for yourself.
Well, you see, now, don't get mad, Peg, but there's another woman in my life.
Good, she can have you.
Peg, I mean it. It's Gertrude.
Gertrude?
Yeah.
She's the woman in your life?
Yeah.
That poor old thing with rheumatism who's gone bald, and she's the woman in your life?
I always did have poor taste in women. You know that. I mean, except for you. I don't understand it myself. I never really saw her.
What do you mean you never saw her?
Well, I just talk about her in my sleep. Ask Junior.
Oh, you ought to go to a psychiatrist.
I did. It cost me $5.
Did he tell you you were crazy?
No.
You wasted your money.
You still don't understand. I keep talking about this here Gertrude, and I talk about you, too. I say, go away, Peg. I don't like you anymore. And then I say, kiss me, Gertrude, and...
Riley, do you mean to say... Oh, Riley!
Well, it's no joke, Peg. It's more serious than you think. Gertrude is my true mate, and you're practically a stranger. The doc told me I gotta find this Gertrude. There, you see how serious it is?
I'll find your Gertrude for you. Now lie down on that couch. I'm going to do a little psychoanalyzing.
Well, okay, but you won't get anywhere. I had experts.
We'll see about that. Now, think back. A long time ago when we were just kids. You remember my grandfather's place near Poughkeepsie?
Yeah, I remember.
Remember the weekend we spent there? You were 7 and I was 6.
Yeah. Now I'm 40 and you're 32.
Concentrate. Think back to Poughkeepsie.
Yeah, it's coming back. Sunday morning, we went for a walk.
Go on.
We're holding hands and suddenly...
Yes?
I see her. There she is. Gertrude, it's her.
And you run to her.
I can't help myself. It's love at first sight. I drop your hand, run to Gertrude. She starts kissing.
And what does she say?
She says, wait, it's coming back. I remember. She turns to me, looks at me with her beautiful brown eyes, and she says... Moo! Peg! Gertrude's a cow! I'm in love with a cow!
You always did have poor taste in women.
The Rileys will return in just a moment.
Still can't get over it. How any man in his right mind can get into such a stew over silly things...
I know, Peg. I know just what you're going to say, and I don't blame you. I admit I ain't much of a husband. What you ought to do is pack up and leave me.
Oh, now, don't be silly. If I had it to do all over again, I'd still marry you.
You would? Honest? Honest and truly?
Mm-hmm. Honest.
Ah, that's what I love about you, Dumplin. You got very good taste in men.
Procter & Gamble invites you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.